أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأن احكم بينهم بما أنزل الله ولا تتبع أهواءهم واحذرهم أن يفتنوك عن بعض ما أنزل الله إليك. In the series of the ayah that we are reading presently, briefly, just the background, that Allah gave the Jews the Torah, the Old Testament, and after Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, they changed it, and the words also, the meanings also. And then when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam came, Allah gave him the Injil, the Bible, and also after his time, the people changed it. Then finally Allah gave Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the Quran Sharif, and Allah took the responsibility upon himself that he will protect it, so nobody will be able to change the meanings and or the words. Though people will try, but Allah will protect it forever. Yeah, in this part of the ayat now, Allah Ta'ala tells Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam to be on his guard all the time, because these people will try their best to let him slip and give judgments according to their desires. And the particular incident that is referred to here is an occasion when amongst the Jewish ulama they had a fallout, they had a difference of opinion between them. The dominant ulama of them were of one opinion and the others were of another opinion, and they wanted support for this. For that they came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and told him what the situation is, and also told him that if you will give your decision in our favor, if you will support us, then we are prepared to accept Islam, and also we have the dominant Jewish population who follow us, because we will accept Islam, they will also accept Islam. And they knew that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is very, very eager that people must accept Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will easily accept this. But Huzur sallallahu alayhi wasalam was rightly guided all the time by Allah Ta'ala and totally refused to accept this bribery of accepting Islam. That is, they don't want to accept Islam for the sake of Islam, but just for the differences they have, and they want to show that they are on the right. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam rejected it outrightly. So that Allah Ta'ala refers to and says, وَحَذَرْهُمْ أَن يَفْتِنُوكَ أَمْ بَعْضِ مَا أَنزَلُ اللَّهُ إِلَيْهِ, اور بچتا رہے ان سے کہ تجھ کو بہکانا دے کسی ایسے حکم سے جو اللہ نے اتارا تجھ پر. And be on your guard all the time that these people do not mislead you, put you into a test and trial on those matters which Allah Ta'ala has revealed to you. In here there is a message for the ummah and especially the ulama of the ummah that be very careful. They will come in various forms to mislead you and take you away from the right path. Like presently with the Abrahamic Accord, what they have got in mind is the superiority of the Jewish religion. But they present it in such a way that all religions are equal, and that is not acceptable at all. So Islam is the only true religion. Another way which is common today is they come in the form of Islamic banking and Islamic finance, which is all their own system. Only the words and names are of Islam. And in this way, many people get misled and give support to what they are saying. In this way, there are many other things also where, for example, we are all unfortunately, very unfortunately, overtaken by what is called democracy. That a country must be ruled by democracy. But a country can only be ruled by the laws of Allah Ta'ala and that which Allah Ta'ala has revealed in the Quran Sharif. So in many things, without us realizing it, we have also fallen prey to those things. So Allah Ta'ala is warning us that as your Nabi was very alert and he did not fall prey to any of their ploys and any of their things that could mislead him and mislead the people from the truth which Allah wants and which Allah has revealed. So that is very important for us to be also on our guard, to have the pure Islam. Today perhaps there is hardly any one of us who thinks of the Islamic Khilafat, whereas the only way, there is no democracy, there is no other way of ruling but the Khilafat which Allah Ta'ala had established from the time of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And in the Khilafat comes jihad also. Today we don't even think of jihad. So these are things that the basic things, the core of Islam, but unfortunately it has been wiped out of our minds. In this part of the ayat, Allah Ta'ala reminds us and to come back to the true and proper deen and Islam. May Allah out of His mercy have mercy upon us and guide us towards righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.